were draped around the world at this time, the bright reds and greens, the silvers and golds, already trumpeting a monarch's birth. Instead, the church wears the blues and purples of Advent, the colors of our longings, often unspoken or even unnamed, longings that many of us feel during this time of Advent, in a world already declaring Christmas. Samuel Torgant is a Lutheran scholar, and he writes that because we know that Christ has been born and died, is risen, and will come again, the central thing of Advent for us is not the preparation for a birth that has already taken place. Instead, it is our continuing awaiting and preparing for the incarnation among us as the Prince of Peace and the Son of Justice. Yet we know that if we ask what makes for justice in our land, we will be met with opposition, for it is easier to celebrate a liturgy of nostalgia that looks to the past than to celebrate the prophet's call to act with God's own holy justice. I think that he is probably right. In the world around us, the secular music that we hear is about remembering and not about proclaiming. So it seems that our church season is out of sync with the rest of the world during Advent. We struggle to balance the beauty of our Advent music with the 24/7 carols of Christmas on radio stations and MTV. It is hard to be countercultural when the world is driving itself crazy with celebrations. For Christians, Advent is dark joy, soft and quiet. It is subdued and earnest, poised and waiting, hoping and making ready. It has been compared to the final months of pregnancy, a time of yearning and waiting and dreaming of God. We are rarely as out of step with the tempo of the world as we are during Advent. And ironically, it is the one time, perhaps, when the rest of the world is more open to a Christian story. But it is a story that we celebrate throughout the year. And what a play the world puts on for us. The stores began taking down jack-o'-lanterns and plastic mummies as the aisles were filling with Christmas trees and reindeer singing songs. Where's your Christmas spirit, the frenzied shoppers ask us, the church, as we preach about waiting and quiet joy? Why aren't you singing Christmas carols already, friends and neighbors ask as the radio mixes Oh Holy Night with the laugh tracks of Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer. Who is it you're waiting for, our friends and family might ask, our lonely neighbors and those who are despondent, those who lament about an empty feeling they get at Christmas because they celebrate a consumer-oriented season from early November until late January. Who are we waiting for, they ask? Who indeed? We're not waiting for Santa, although I'm a fan of Santa and always have been. We're not even waiting really for the birth of a child, although we do celebrate that a child was born for us once before. But that joy comes later. Now we await the Son of Man to come again. We await the Prince of Peace and the Son of Justice to come into our world and bring his reign of peace and mercy with him. We await his coming and we prepare our hearts and lives to receive his kingdom, even as we work to bring about that kingdom with our own peace and mercy. And yes, we marvel anew that God would ever come into our world, our lives, as flesh, and be one of us, and save all of us, love each of us. There is a lot of discussion about waiting at Advent. Theological scholars, far smarter than I am, debate the season of Advent and the timing of our waiting, noting, as I have, how hopelessly out of step we are with the cadence of the world. Most scholars today still value and advocate for waiting and watching at Advent. But recently, a few are proposing a change in time, seeking to have Advent moved to November, so that we might celebrate the Christmas season for the entire passage earlier, we heard our own current longing for Christ's coming in the ancient words of Israel. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence. There are many times in our life when we cry out for the shock and awe of God and of his presence with us. But Advent is less about shock and more about awe. It is a time of pregnant darkness, a deep alertness that awakens to the slow and peaceful dawning of Christ's light. That is our Advent longing as Christians, as the church. Advent prepares us for the dawn of Christmas while also turning us to search the horizon for the return of Christ. John Mandelar, the creator of Sacred Eyes, which is a Christian blog on the internet, says that this season places us squarely in the in-between time. As we celebrate this season, he says, we discover ourselves in the moment between the incarnation and the eschaton, between the coming of Christ as a human child and the return of Christ in glory. And it seems then that all we can do is bend our hearts to the time frame of eternity and our eternal God and wait. Waiting is a stranger to most of us. It is not often that I need to wait for things that I want, much less things that I need. So this Advent, I'm going to try to wait on behalf of those in this world for whom waiting is an intimate friend. Those who wait in line daily for food or water or shelter. Those who wait for medicine to arrive, for a priest to come, for a rescue. I will try this Advent to wait in prayer for those who wait to die and for those who wait with the dying. I want to pray for those who wait for release from prison or those who wait for deliverance from violence and evil. I will wait for those who yearn for the Christ child and for Christ the King to bring his kingdom of justice and love and who yearn for this with the passion of the oppressed or the agony of the afflicted. Or even with the despondency of those who have given up any pretense of hopefulness or waiting. This Advent, I'm going to try to bring the world into my prayer life and wait with those I do not know. With God's help, I will keep awake at the doorpost and do the work my master had given me to do in his household and pray in thanksgiving and anticipation for the coming of Christ, the child, and the returning king. And may the blues and purples of this Advent wrap you in joyful anticipation and peaceful acceptance of waiting and watching for our king this season.